Greetings in the name of our soon coming Lord and Savior, your speaker, John Horn, and I'm going to notice with you five words spoken by my blessed Savior. You would find these in the fifth chapter of the Gospel by St. John and verse 6. However, I want to read just a little of the passage that precedes it. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. And of course, the word Bethesda means the house of mercy. And it says, having five porches, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, and withered, waiting for the moving of the water, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, shall I say that we have here a picture of the law. You see, the law can help those only who are able to help themselves. And you see, the whole law from the very beginning right to the end is this do and thou shalt live. Now, we are certainly not trying to infer for one moment that the law, the holy law of God, could save a sinner. For we read in Romans chapter 8 and beginning at verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to say, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now the law could not pick up a helpless man. The law could not help a poor sinner. In other words, his salvation or her salvation were dependent entirely upon themselves. Now, we have a different picture altogether in grace. In grace, we have the Savior who reaches, the Savior who picks up the sinner, the Savior who does not part but all. And for we do read, and we're going to see that in one of these broadcasts, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and so on. And that's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and that, of course, is the very contrast of what we have been saying here. Now, in this portion that we have read to you, we have a description of the various kinds of people that were gathered together, whether they had been taken or however they arrived there, but there was one thought uppermost in their minds. They were there for healing. And so our blessed Lord Jesus Christ says to a man who did not have the ability, the power to get down into those healing waters. He needed, and what he must have, is a Savior. And so the Lord Jesus Christ says to him, that's in verse 6 now, wilt thou be made whole? Now let me tell you that they and they only who are made whole by the Lord Jesus Christ are the ones who learn that they are helpless, who learn that they are hopeless, who learn that they have a spiritual malady that they cannot work out themselves. As a matter of fact, that they are helpless. Now, it's good to learn that because, you know, our Savior came into the world, as we are told, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And then another passage you remember says, they that are whole need not the physician, but they that are sick. And those who have a conscious need, a definite need, will have that need met by the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever had a conscious need? A need of Christ and Christ Himself. And you discovered that ordinances wouldn't help you. You discovered that baptism wouldn't help you. That joining the church couldn't possibly help you. Reformation wouldn't help you. And at your extremity, you made the discovery that the only one that could operate effectively in your behalf, the only one, in other words, that could save you, was a person, and that person, none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we can say today, we commend to you our Lord Jesus Christ. And He would say to you today, whoever you are, wilt thou be made whole? Now remember, will you, the five-word message, wilt thou be made whole? Forget about everybody else. And if you want to be made spiritually whole, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him into that heart of yours, and you'll experience present and eternal salvation.